What a filthy job.
Could be worse.
How?
Could be raining.
And have you ever had one of those stressful situations in your life where you just feel overwhelmed, and then someone says to you, it could be worse, your mind doesn't even want to go there, and then it is worse? You know, how do you deal with stress? How do you cope with stress? How do you deal with just surprises in your life? You don't expect maybe to be in an accident, and you are, and how do you psychologically manage those moments? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. That was, again, from Young Frankenstein. And this is an opportunity for you to call in with your questions on anything that's just simmering in your mind, and you kind of can't get it out of your mind, and you know it's a big one, and you want to ask a counselor or a therapist. I'm a clinical psychologist, and obviously the show is called The Rational Basis of Happiness. And let's welcome Cameron to the show. And Cameron, you're trying to tell if someone's a good match for you or not?
Yeah.
Tell me this. Tell me a little bit about this person.
We get along great. We're like really good friends. So I get off her that she is attracted to me, but...
Okay, it's a little hard to hear you.
I said, we've been friends for a long time. We're really close and good friends.
Okay, you're how old?
32.
You're 32, and this other person, male or female?
Female,
okay. I don't jump to that conclusion. And how old is she?
The same age.
30, in the 30s, early 30s?
No, she's a month and a half older than her.
Okay, that's not significant. If there were a big age difference, then that would be another issue to consider. And so you guys have been good friends. And when you say good friends, does that mean you're lovers that you're looking...
No, we're just...
You're good buddies. And
yeah, we're able to talk to each other like for a long, long time. Usually I'm not able to like talk to women for a long, long... You know what I mean?
Okay, so this
is... I'm not that interested. I guess.
You're not that interested, or do you feel a little awkward around women?
No, I don't know. It's just, she seems to, like, when she talks, she gets my attention, like, mesmerized, I guess. You know what I mean?
In what way?
And just, actually, I guess she respects what I say, and it's not like, we don't try to force our opinions on each other.
So you're good listeners.
Yeah, I guess so.
And do you have similar values? I mean, let's just say that one of you, let's just say that it would not, it's not you and this girl, but two people are meeting and they listen to one another, but one's a cocaine addict and the other's a robber. You know, okay, they can listen all they want, but that'll never be a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
So when you say you both listen, do you share similar values?
Yeah.
When I say values, what are the types of things that you've discovered that you share?
They're both, I guess, same interests, same, we've been through a lot of things, the same things together.
Okay, give me an example, one or two examples.
Okay, let's say she has a problem, she's dated a couple guys here and there, right? I've got no problem with that. And she came to me and said what I thought. And I told her, no, this is what's going on. Because I guess I can read people really well. And I've given her, like, what would happen, my opinion. And then sure enough, that happened.
Okay, so she dated someone, but she's not dating you. You guys,
no.
Let me see if I've got this right. You've become buddies, and you want to take the next step.
Yeah.
And you don't know whether to take that next step or not, because you don't know if she's the right person for you. And are you also concerned whether she feels that you're the right person for her?
Well, I'm pretty sure she feels the same way, but we're just, as far as like, she's the right person.
Okay.
I know she's attracted to me, but I just, you know what I'm saying?
What are your red flags?
I have no red flags.
Okay, that's one good sign. If you tell me that she's an alcoholic or she's got anger management problems, you know, there are certain things. Let me go through a few things that you would want to watch out for in any partner.
Okay.
You would want to watch out for lying, obviously. Even little white lies. Be careful, because if they use them with other people, if it's like, well, I said I was sick at work, but I really wasn't, so I stayed out of work. I really wasn't sick. And I told them I never wore the dress when I returned it, but I really did. If they use white lies with other people, guess what? They're going to use them with you. Watch out for anger. If there's unrealistic anger, if there's a lot of resentment that's built up, that means that the communication isn't open enough. You're telling me it is at this stage.
Okay.
Watch out for people who don't show any emotions. You know, some people can be just flat. That's not good either. Sometimes it's important to be angry when someone does something wrong to you. I can hear you typing away. That's okay. If she's got bad manners or rude, you know, if you were at a restaurant and she just says, "This is terrible. I can't stand this shrimp. You're going to return it and you're going to bring me some new ones and I'm not going to pay for it." You know, that would be a problem. If she's really hooked into her family in ways that just feel, in the technical terminology, is in mesh, squished together, like they don't leave independent life. She always has to ask her family for opinions, and their lives are too woven together, then she's not ready for a relationship.
No problems so far.
Also money problems, finances. You know, you need to just watch out for someone that might take advantage of you.
Well, I can pick up on people's vibes really well. I can tell when people are basically decently honest or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I usually go with my gut instinct, and times that I haven't, I'm usually wrong, and I kick myself in the rear because, like, oh, I should have known. I should have went with that first instinct.
Okay, well, this instinct, are you worried you'll ruin a good friendship with her?
No, not at all.
I mean, if you...
I think it'll actually, to tell you the truth, my gut feeling is that she is the one, or, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, she's never been married before, no kids?
She was divorced. She's divorced, and her... I know part of it is probably because her ex-husband was really, like, he was a stalker, and very, like, trollive.
Okay, he was a controlling man?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so she has been married before. Any children?
No, not children.
Any children with you or any marriages before?
I have 4 children and from my ex-wife.
And a wife. So
ex-wife.
Oh, and obviously ex-wife, thank you. And how old are your kids?
11, 6, 4, and 2 years old.
And do you see them very often?
Yeah.
And what would she say about your kids?
I don't force my kids on her.
Okay. You know I mean? So that's a big area that you want to look into, Cameron. You know, whether...
Well, no, because I know how she is. I mean, as far as, like, other she doesn't like kids. It's just, they're my kids, and I'm not going to, unless the relationship goes further, then I know, then I would probably bring them into it.
Okay, so you would like to take it further. What broke up your first relationship?
We just fought a lot.
You fought a lot. What do you think will prevent you from fighting with this woman?
Because of my last relationship, my ex-wife, we hardly talked.
But you also had 4 kids together. It's very busy with 4 kids.
Oh, yeah, but even before the kids came
along. Okay. Listen, let me give you a quick list that you want to make sure. I told you what goes wrong. Just a few different things. You want to make sure that you share good habits together, that your attitude towards money is similar, that you feel visible with each other. And you said you already do that. You feel visible. And also that you have similar personalities that mesh and that you have similar interests and tastes. So you need the moral values of honesty and integrity, and you also need the other values of just things like sharing hobbies together. This is Dr. Ellen Kenner, and thank you so much for your call, Cameron, on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Telling your partner why you fell in love should not be a one-time occurrence, and it would become meaningless if you went through the same list every day. better to point out specific qualities that you've observed from time to time. You look especially handsome or beautiful tonight. I love that color on you. I admire the total honesty you showed when talking to the Smiths. That's a quality I've always cherished in you. I love the way you encouraged me to pursue my career when I was having real doubts about my ability to do it.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.